With potential yield losses at stake, corn growers are being urged to check nitrogen levels in their fields this summer. More today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine. Wet spring weather in a good chunk of the Corn Belt may mean fewer bushels of $4 corn in the bin this fall. Tom McGraw is owner of Midwest Independent Soil Samplers, headquartered in Buffalo Lake, Minnesota. He says corn prices are high, and so is nitrogen.
So the decisions are more important than ever. We can't just throw out lots of nitrogen for insurance purposes, hope we have enough to cover losses because of cost and, of course, environmental concerns.
McGraw is a fan of using remote sensing to detect early signs of crop stress from nitrogen deficiency. That information is collected by aerial photography or satellite imaging.
5 meters from satellite to just not exact enough. The imagery is out there now by aircraft. John Deere Agri Services has a system where just in a couple of days' time, they can give you the picture. It's all georeference. It's 1 meter imagery, and it is graphic. It's far beyond anything that I've seen. Imagery has been around for 15 years, but we've not found a way to make good use of it in agronomic production and management. But this is clearly so superior to everything else. So now you can see exactly what's in the fields.
Learn more on my website at NorthShoreProductions.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.